It's 18 minutes after 8. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening here on 103.9 WYAB. Well, a group of young cyclists are about to embark on a cross-country journey in order to shine the spotlight on crisis pregnancy centers and other pro-life efforts. They're helping raise money for these fine organizations, and the name of the group that's doing all this is Biking for Babies. And they're inviting us to join them as they pedal through this area with a meet and greet in Clinton on Monday at Day Spring Community Church, starting at 7 p.m. that evening. And you can find out more about this at prolifemississippi.org, or you can check their website out at bikingforbabies.com. Well, joining us now, we have somebody who's part of the Biking for Babies, Nikki Bees. She is with us by way of telephone. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, appreciate you taking time. And I've been aware of Biking for Babies for some time now, but a lot of our listeners are probably not familiar with what you do. Give us a little overview, if you would.
Sure. Yeah. So we are an organization that we bike across the country, like you said, for pregnancy resource centers. So our mission is to renew a culture of life by really evangelizing this group of young adults and forming them in the pro-life movement. And they bike across the country to raise money for these centers.
Now, you've got how many groups that are going to be doing this year?
We have four routes for the second year in a row. We have a northern, eastern, southern, and western route. And they all bike across the country and into St. Louis.
All right. So that's where everybody's going to meet. What date is that to meet in St. Louis, Nikki?
They all meet on Saturday the 13th in St. Louis, where we have our big celebration of life at Tower Grove Park, and we really get to hear how the ride went, hear the stories of the missionaries, and we have guest speakers come from pregnancy resource centers to tell us some of their life-saving stories.
Tell us how it started. Like I said, I've been aware of this for a few years, done some interviews in the past, but tell us how it started, a little history.
Sure. So we're in our 10th year now. So back in 2009, two young adult college students, Jimmy and Mike, who went to the University of Champaign, Illinois, and they wanted to get involved as males in the pro-life movement, so they decided to bike across Illinois for that first year. Mm-hmm. They did that and raised money, raised $14,000 for a local pregnancy resource center in Illinois, and we've grown ever since then.
That's terrific. Now, how many people are involved in this effort this year? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yes, we have 33 missionaries. So our missionaries are either the riders on the bikes or support crew vehicle drivers. And then we have about six on our executive volunteer team that actually coordinates the effort.
Where do they come from? Where do the young people come from?
Oh, gosh, we're from all over. We have people from California, Virginia, North Carolina, a lot from the Midwest, because that's obviously where we bike. We have people from Alabama, Wisconsin, you name it, we probably have a biker or a support crew from there.
Yeah. We're speaking with Nikki Bees, who is with Biking for Babies. What's the route that's coming through Mississippi? Do you know that off the top of your head, Nikki?
Yeah, so we start in Tylertown, Mississippi, and head up towards Tennessee. And like you said, that the first night is in Clinton, so people are more than welcome to join us there. And then head up through Tennessee and then end in St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to ask you this. I know your husband has done this before, right?
Yes, he biked for 7 years and then he did support crew his last year.
Yeah. What kind of response do y'all get when you're traveling through? I mean, do you have an opportunity to kind of share with passersby?
Oh, my goodness. That's one of the best things about the ride. And that's why we wear our bright yellow jerseys, really highlighting this is an effort that that we're trying to do to bring attention to the cause. So typically our support crew, as they are filling up gas at the gas station, you know, we get people who come up and they're like, what are you doing? You know, your van's painted, it says Biking for Babies. What is this? And it really allows us to start this conversation of there are people out there who really need our support in unplanned pregnancies, and we're really trying to bring light to this issue. So it allows us to start this conversation and teach people what pregnancy resource centers are, and it's a really, really beautiful opportunity to do that in a very respectful and calm way.
Nikki, how do you access, or how do you decide which pro-life organizations you support and you bring attention to? Is it is this kind of a collective effort that some people from the local area contact you, or how does that work?
It kind of goes both ways. When we hear about a new center, we try to reach out to them and let them know we have this application period that they can they can submit an application to apply for our funding and for our advocating. And sometimes they hear about us because they see us on the news or hear us on this, you know, a radio station, and then they reach out to us at the same time. So it's kind of both, but we do support pregnancy resource centers across the country. And they are a part of, they're partnered with a missionary, and then all of our missionaries fundraise individually, and then every center gets an equal amount of funding from those missionaries.
What, you know, you're a young person, you're a young adult, you said the group is made up of young adults, and what is the atmosphere, or the how are young people now coming to the pro-life cause? Is there, you see more openness to that particular side? How is that working out?
Yes. Yeah, so I will say we are really feeling the young adult generation is the most pro-life generation that we've seen in a while. And yes, I am young as well.
Right.
But it, you know, at the March for Life, we saw the largest numbers of attendance there. This is our largest year for Biking for Babies, having 33 missionaries. And we're really seeing young people getting behind the idea of supporting each other and serving and suffering for just for the sake of one another and for people that they will most likely never meet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of the things that are happening in the political realm and politicizing life, we're here to say, like, this is not a political issue. This is a life issue. And we're here to support each other. And it's amazing to see young adults in a time where they're assumed to be uncaring, an uncaring generation. They're not. They're willing to get out there and serve each other.
Mm-hmm. It's very encouraging. I think that's what we've been hearing here in the Jackson area as well. So that's good to know that's going on like that in other parts of the country. What can our listeners do to help support you guys?
First of all, they can pray for our missionaries, pray for a culture of life, and pray for these pregnancy resource centers that are at the front lines of this battle. But then our website, bikingforbabies.com/give, they can give of their gifts. Whatever gift they are able to give is very much appreciated and helps 100% of those gifts go to pregnancy resource centers. We do not take anything off the top for our organization. So they go straight to the life-saving efforts of those centers.
You know, I got to tell you this, Nikki. I know the folks that are coming through Mississippi and probably in other parts of the country, but maybe not as much here as here in Mississippi, but it's hot and humid. Are they going to be okay?
Yes. So we do have safety measures in place. We have safety personnel who advise us on the way. And we, you know, we've experienced heat illness, different degrees of that. And we do take precautions, but they are told, you know, if it's too much, you can ride in the van, you can take breaks. It's push yourself, but it's not, you know, endanger yourself. So water and ice are always a necessity in the van. And yes, it is very hot and humid.
Do you know how many people are going to be participating in the group that's coming through Mississippi? How many of y'all?
Yes, there's 6 missionaries coming through. So we have, 7. There's 3 support crew and 4 riders biking up.
Very good. All right, it's Biking for Babies. You can find out more at bikingforbabies.com. And if you'd like to meet some of these pro-life cyclists, you're invited to a pasta dinner and a meet and greet at Dayspring Community Church in Clinton on Monday at 7 p.m. You can contact Pro-Life Mississippi to find out more. Their number is 601-956-8636. Or PLM at prolifemississippi.org. Nikki Bees has been our guest with Biking for Babies. Nikki, any final words before we let you go this morning?
I would just like to say that I hope everybody can take a minute and look at what our missionaries are doing. We're so blessed to have these young adults willing to make a difference in the world, and I hope that it inspires each of us to live our lives for each other and to be, you know, to be as pro-life as we can, pro every person, and to really be inspired by this effort. So thank you for the time.
Very good. Nikki, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for the work that you guys do. Appreciate it.
Thank you.